求是要先得自由。
Man has first to be broken by the law.
先被主带到对的情形里去。
He has brought by the law to a right condition.
不然就谈不上工作。
Otherwise, there's no possibility of talking about work.
人必须先蒙怜悯。
Man must first receive grace.
但在我们身上有一个起头。
May Lord have a beginning.In our lives,
所有说肉体的
all that's of the flesh,
说人的
that's of man,
无论主张办法意见
whether their opinion, method or idea,
都要甩掉
has to be smashed.
中心的问题是人的
the focal issue is the issue of man.
我想这些的话语实在非常的中肯。
I believe all these words are very, very serious.
因为在神工作的上面
because in God's work.
的的确确，神是注重我们这个人过于切。
Indeed, God pays more attention than anything else.
你知道我们所注重的是工作。
We know that our focus is work.
可是神所注重的是我们这个人。
But God's focus is the person.
许多的时候我们在那里怕没工作做。
Sometimes we're very fearful there's no work for us to do.
但是如果我们生命丰富了。
But if our life is rich.
如果我们这个人是对的。
But if this person is right.
你不会怕没有工作做。
You may have to fear that you have no work to do.
因为你的工作是根据你的职。对，你一定要人在神面前对了。
So the person must be right before God.
你一定要接受神的对付。
You must receive the dealings of the Lord.
你必定要把你身上一切属肉体的东西背出去。
You must be willing to deal with the things that of the flesh.
一切属人的东西从你身上背出去。
And all the things that of man must be removed.
这样你能成为一个神可用的器皿。
And then you will fit.For God's use.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们今天开始话的时候
So for instance, when we began to share this morning,
我们就在里面能看见说，在侍奉的身上，人是最重要的。
We must see in this matter of service, man, the person is the most important factor.
我们如果看神的话语
If you look at God's word,
我们看基督教里面的历史
If you look at church history,
我们看见说，凡是被神用的人
Those who were used by the Lord,
都是神在他们身上做了很多的工作。
God has got a great work in our lives.
神用很长久的日子
，God's long time，
在那里在他们身上工作
，and he worked in their lives，
一直做到他们成为一个很用的器皿
，until they're fit for his use。
然后神开始用他们
，then God will use him。
比方说。
For example, Moses.
我们知道，当摩西生下来的时候
，When Moses was born,
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们说
，Hebrews 11 to us,
他的父母看见这个孩子非常的俊美
，And then the mother looked at the baby and noticed he was very, very lovely.
所以他们就把他藏了三个月
，And they kept him for 3 months.
他们不怕王的命令
，They did not fear the decree of the king.
因为法老是发命令说。
The king Pharaoh decreed,
所有以色列的男孩子生下来，然后要丢在尼罗河里面。
All the male child of the Israelites born in that time are to be cast, or are to be cast into the Nile River.
因为他要灭这个以色列的。
Because he wanted to destroy the race of Israel.
但是摩西的父母，他得着这个孩子的时候
，But when the Moses' parents, when they have baby in their hands,
他看着孩子非常的俊美。
They look at this baby, that he was lovely.
所以他们把他藏了三个月。
So they kept him for 3 months.
我常常就这一件事。
I felt one thing.
没有一个生下来的小孩子不是俊美的。
There is no baby born that is not lovely.
尤其父母的眼中。
Especially in the sight of the parents.
在父母的眼中，当然他生下来的孩子是非常的俊美的。
Of course, in the sight of the parents, the baby is always beautiful.
那么为什么圣经里头？特别提到这一点呢
Why the scripture mentions this particular instance?
我相信并不是光说他外面很俊美说的
It's not only referring to the external beauty of the baby
必定是说神的旨意说的
It refers to God's will
或者在摩西生下来的时候
So when Moses was born
他的父母在神的面前都要解释
The parents received revelation
知道这个小孩子在神的面前是俊美的
They know this child in God's sight Indeed, was beautiful.
因为这个小孩子是生在神的旨意的里面。
Because this child was born within the will of God.
因为神有一个旨意在这个小孩子身上。
Because God has will for this child.
所以他们就把这个孩子藏了三个月。
And therefore they kept this baby for 3 months.
当然三个月之后没有办法再藏。
After 3 months they could not keep him any longer.
因为小孩子的哭声太大了。
Because the baby cried very loud.
所以他们只能把放在一个篮子里面，就放在尼勒里面。
And so they put him in a little basket.And then floated on the river Nile.
但是神用奇妙的安排，叫这孩子给法老的女儿受为养子。
And God arranged surrounding in such a way so the daughter of Pharaoh came to bathe in the river.
而这个摩西生生的母亲变了一个男的。
And then the Moses' real mother became his nursemaid.
所以摩西的母亲当他在那里喂这个孩子奶的时候
And so Moses' mother when she was caring for the baby
突然把这个奶来喂养他
And she not only fed him with milk
并且也把神关注在这小孩子的心中
And also share God's hope and God's purpose with the child
我相信说这个孩子在吃奶的时候
So when this baby was nursing
他已经里面已经有一点知道神在他的身上是有旨意的
He already acquired some knowledge that God has will for him
于是神要用他拯救以色列的百
姓 God will use him to deliver his people
我们知道在故事的时候人断奶没像我们今天断奶这么早。
We know that in the olden days when they wean baby, it's not as early as we do in our days.
我们知道撒母耳他断奶之后就送圣殿里头去侍奉。
So we noticed that Samuel when was weaned from his mother, he entered the temple.
所以那当时的时候奶的时期比较长一点。
So the nursing period in those days was quite long.
当然他们活得也比较长一点。
Of course, they lived long too.
所以在他吃奶的时候。
So when She was being nursed.
他母亲就把神的旨意交通在这个孩子里面。
And then the mother shared God's will with this child.
你今天能懂生存不是偶然的。
You can live and fight today is not for nothing.
神在你的身上是有他的旨意。
God has will in your life.
母亲是断奶之后送到王宫的里面。
And after he was weaned, he was sent into the palace.
因为他是老女儿的养子。
And because he was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以他就享受了王宫里头一切的丰富。
And so he enjoyed all the luxury in the palace.
并且他在这四十年的中间就学会了各种各样的学问。
So in those 40 years, he was a learned man.
他成了一个大有口才、大有能力的人。
He was a mighty man and an eloquent person.
根据遗传告诉我们
，According to tradition,
摩西在那个时候成了一个很有名的将军。
At that time, Moses was one of the well-known commanders.
但是这些外面的东西不能改变里面。
But all those external things cannot change something that's within him.
虽然他外面有那么多的享受
even though he enjoyed all those things,
并且他有那么大的地位
and he has high position,
并且他有那么多的学问
he has so much education.
但是他的心灵的深处，他知道一件事
but in his downstream inside, he knew one thing.
他知道神在他身上是有旨意的
he knew that God has a will in his life.
神要他为了神做事
he knows God wants him to.Do something.
所以到他四十岁的时候
so at age 40,
他就心中起意
and he determined his heart.
他要出去看望他自己同胞的弟兄
and went to go and pay a visit to his brethren.
他出去看之后
and when he went out,
当然他看见犹太人这个希伯来人被这个埃及人欺负
and saw how the Hebrews was oppressed by the Egyptians.
因为那个时候希伯来人乃是在埃及做奴隶。
And at that time the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt.
他看见一个埃及人在那里欺负一个希伯来人。
And when he saw one of the Egyptians was beating Israelites.
他就用他的大能把这个埃及人打死。
And he used his might and he killed the Egyptian.
把他在沙土撒
在地里。And he buried him in the sand.
第二天他就出去看望弟兄。
The next day he went up to visit his brethren.
他看两个希伯来人在那里吵嘴。
And he saw two of Israelites Hebrews Hebrews were quarreling.
因为他是大有口才人。
Because he was an eloquent person.
所以他用他的口才要来调解他们。
And so he wanted to use his eloquence to soothe the anger between them.
他说你是弟兄啊，为什么这样争吵呢？
He said, "You are brothers. Why are you fighting?"
他没有想到，他的弟兄啊，把他推来说，谁立你做我的审判官呢？
And so he was pushing my friend. He said, "Who made you judge over?"
今天这个消息啊，就传出去了。
This news spread.
说有一个人，他把一个埃及人打死了。
So he said, "It's the person who killed an Egyptian."
这个消息传到王宫里面去了。
And this news came to the palace.
所以摩西只能逃命。
And Moses had no choice to escape.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
Brothers and sisters, we see one thing.
摩西他生下来就是在神的旨意里面。
When Moses was born within the will of God.
并且他自己也知道神要用他。
And no doubt deep that God wanted to use him.
他也愿意来替神做事。
And he was also willing to do God's will.
但是当他出去做事的时候
，So when he went out to do things,
他又等候神的时候
，He did not wait for God's timing.
他自己心中提议。
He determined himself.
因为我们知道说肉体的人是不能等候的。
You know, the flesh cannot wait.
在侍奉神的事上。
In the matter of service,
时间是一个大的考验。
Time is a great test.
所以肉体的人是不能等候时间的。
The flesh cannot wait.
所以摩西他就自己心中提议出去。
And so Moses determined in his own heart.
并且他出去的时候。
And when he went out,
他用什么来侍奉神呢？
How does he serve?
他用些埃及所得的学问。
And use the knowledge he learned in Egypt.
他用他口才和他的大能。
He used his own eloquence, his own mind.
结果神让他完全失败。
And God allowed him to fail.
我们感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
因为神让我失败。
God allowed Moses to fail.
如果摩西那两天成功了。
If Moses was, those two days were succeeded.
我们不知道那将来的结果怎样。
We don't know the consequence that will happen.
也许他在那里做了法老了。
Maybe he became a pharaoh.
也许他希伯来人翻身了。
And maybe he will, liberate the Hebrews.
但是我们要听见这些希伯来人永远就住在埃及了。
But we'll notice one thing, they will be forever remain in Egypt.
根本不会到迦南去。
They will never enter into Canaan.
那么将来神的儿子要降在伯利恒怎么降法呢？
In the future, the Son of God will be born in Bethlehem. How can it take?
所以我们知道很多的时候表面的成功
So when we notice the external sinning set,
可能是你对神的旨意。
In a sense, it's against God's will.
因为到了最后，我们看见要挡住神的旨意。
Because we see in the end, it is resisting God's will.
感谢神叫摩西失败。
And thank God, God allowed Moses to fail.
他就逃到野地里面去。
And he came into the wilderness.
在旷野里面待40年。
And there he stayed for 40 years.
神栽在他身上做40的工作。
God worked in his life another 40 years.
在那40年的中间
，In those 40 years,
他把在埃及学的通通学到。
All those things he learned in Egypt.He removed from his life.
Unlearned. 他把过去学的把他学掉。
All the things he learned, he now had to unlearn them.
同时他在那里学习认识自己。
And then he learned to know about himself.
他也学习认识神。
At the same time, he learned to know about God.
因为在旷野看羊的时候。
When he was look after the flock, the sheep.
你知道他是在哪里看羊。
And he was a shepherd.
那虽然他大有口才。
Even though he was eloquent.
你要对羊就讲到羊不懂。
You want to preach to that flock of sheep that don't without ever understand.
所以过了20年。
So after 40 years.
他说我是出口笨的。
He said, I'm dumb, I not speak.
那的确就是。
And it's true.
因为4年没有哪里操练了。
Because 4 years without practice.
同时他看的是羊。
And all that he had was sheep.
你看羊的时候，你大有能力的话。
And when you sheep, if you have mighty power.
那羊一个一个都给你打死。
And every sheep will kill by you.
所以你要看见他的能力也没有了。
And so his might was useless.
经过了4年，他过去说的学问根本有用。
And so the knowledge he learned in Egypt was totally useless.
所以那些东西过去了。
And all those became
as感谢赞美神
Praise God.
他在哪里就学来认识自己
And he learned about himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
一个很大的功课就是认识自己
One of the big lessons in our life is to know ourselves.
我们认识一个学问还容易
to know knowledge, to be knowledgeable, is quite easy.
我们要学科学。
You want to learn science.
我们要学文学。
You want to start, learn literature.
我们容易学哲学。
You want to study philosophy.
这些东西虽然难还容易。
Even though difficult, you can do them.
但是要认识自己是最难的课。
But to know yourself is the most difficult task.
实在说来
in fact,
你对于科学、文学、哲学学更多。
And the more you know science, philosophy, and all the things,
你就认识自己越少。
You know yourself even less.
我们知道最难的是认识自己。
So the hardest thing is to know yourself.
神去旷野的里面磨练他，叫他认识自己。
And so God used Spirit to mold him so that no Moses will come to know himself.
但是光认识自己不够。
But knowing self is not enough.
神叫他认识神。
God also said, you must know me.
在那个大自然的里面。
In that great nature.
他不看见，他不愿意接触。
He has no contact with man.
他没有社会接触。
He had no contact with society.
他就在那里与神接触。
He only contact with God.
所以在40年的中间。
So in this year,
神在那里再训练他。
God educating Moses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。当他八岁的时候。
And at the age of 80.
你知道摩西写诗篇第十篇。
And when Moses wrote Psalm 90.
在这篇九十篇里面他就说呢
And how does he put it there?
神在地上的年日
He said the year of a person on this earth
乃是七十岁
It's only about 70 years
如果强壮的话
You're strong and healthy
那可以到八十岁
Maybe you can live up to 80 years
摩西已经八十岁
That time Moses was already 80
就就说他自己的估计
As far in his own estimation
他已经到了他的尽头
He had already come to an end in himself
他的雄心大志都没有。
All his ambition come to an end.
他以为说我的日子就是完了。
He said I'm finished.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
人的尽头是神的起头。
God's end is God's beginning.
这原则永远是坚定的。
This principle is forever.
所以我们看见到他八十岁的时候。
So at the age of 80,
神就来呼召他。
God came and called him.
把他差遣到埃及去做。神要他做的工作。
And he came back to Egypt to do the things God wanted him to do.
虽然那个时候他有一点退缩。
Even though he was very hesitant.
但是感谢神。
But praise God.
神鼓励他，叫他必须完成这个工作。
But encourage him to fulfill his task.
所以他再用十年的功夫。
And this another 40 years.
他在那里执行神的旨意。
There he served God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我在这里看见一件事。
We see one thing.
神要你做的事。
The things God wants you to do,
神先要把这事情做在这里面。
God wants to work it within, roll it into your life.
这是一个侍奉的原则。
This is the principle of service.
神要你做的工
All the work God wants you to do
神是要工作在这里面
Those things have to be run into your life first
如果不有没有先做在里面的话
If the work has not done within
你就没有办法做神要你做的工作
You cannot do God's work
我们可以说在八十年的中间
We can say in this 80 years
神他的指头在摩西里面画了一个蓝图
We see God using his finger in within verses Drawing his print.
就是说，将来这就是你要的工。
And this means this is what you all we're going to do in the days to come.
我们知道摩西的名字乃是拉出来。
Well, the meaning of Moses is drawn from.
因为法老的女儿是从水里把他拉出来的。
Because Moses was drawn out of the River Nile.
所以就称他为摩西。
And therefore she called him Moses.
摩西从水里拉上来。
Moses was drawn from the river.
摩西从埃及拉出来。
Moses was drawn out of Egypt.
摩西从自己的里面被拉出来。
And Moses was drawn out of him now.
现在跟你说，你把希伯来人拉出来。
And now you can go and draw out the Hebrews.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
究竟神在我们身上做了多少的工
How much work the Lord has done in our lives?
这个就是将来我们侍奉神的那个东西。
This is what we can serve the Lord in days to come.
因为侍奉乃是生命的流露。
Because service is the outflow of life.
我们再来看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
我们来看一个对比。
Let's call a compare.
我们在这里扫罗和大卫
and here we see Saul and David
我们知道扫罗是以色列百姓所拣选的王。
And Saul was a king elected by the Israelites.
虽然他也是受膏。
Even though he was anointed.
但是没有活在膏油底下。
He was not living under the anointing.
我们知道他在哪里做王，他是照着自己的意思在哪里做王。
Even though he was king, he carried out his response according to his own will.
因为他这个人不对。
Because that person Saul was not a right person.
你知道做以色列的王乃是代表神呢、
To be a king in Israel, that can represent God.
因为神是以色列的王。
Because God is the Israel's king.
所以什么人在那里做王的话，就是代表神来做。
So whoever is king of the nation, he represents God.
但他是在那里替神做事。
He there managed things for God.
他替神治理国家。
He managed the people, God's kingdom.
但是扫罗不是这样。
But that's what Saul was not like that.
但当他被选做王之后。
So when he was selected as king,
你看见他是在那里要建立他自己的国度。
He was there establishing his own kingdom.
他在那里拣选人来做他的兵丁。
He picked his own people to be soldiers.
来侍奉他。
Served him.
并且我看你们看见。
And you, I'm sure you know this.
当大卫被神用的时候。
When David became useful, God's
hand. 他就嫉妒大卫。
He was jealous, David.
他把大卫要把这个王国把他拿走。
He's fearful that David would take away his kingdom.
他甚至要谋杀大卫。
And he planned to murder David.
要建立他自己的国度。
Establishing his own kingdom.
所以你在这里看见说。
But here, see.
他这个人不对。
The person was not right.
因为人不对的缘故。
The person is not right.
他的父母也不对。
What is not right?
你记得撒母耳对他说。
You remember Samuel say to him.
你要到你家去。
You have to go to Gilgal.
在那里等候七天。
You have to wait for me for 7 days.
等我来献祭。
And I'll offer the sacrifice.
这是那个时候菲利士人来了。
But that time the Philistines came.
扫罗就跑到自家的地方。
And then Saul went to Gilgal.
他在那里等一天、两天、三天。
And he waited for 7 days.
四天、五天、六天。
And 5 days and 6 days.
到了第七天呢。
Until the 7th day.
天还没有黑。
Before the sunset.
他看撒母耳没有来
，and Sam hasn't arrived，
他心里就是了
，and he thinks，
菲利士人已经在前面了
，here comes the Philistines，
如果我不献祭的话
，if I did not offer sacrifice，
恐怕神就不祝福我们
，God would not bless me，
所以他就勉强自己来献祭
，so forced himself to offer sacrifice，
你知道献祭是一件好事情
，sacrificing is a good thing，
乃是仰望神
，honoring God，
在表面上看他做了一件好事
Externally, as though he was doing the right and good thing.
他这样在哪里侍奉神？
And he was there serving God.
但是当他刚刚献完，撒母耳就到。
After he offered the sacrifice, Sam came.
撒母耳就告诉扫罗说。
And Samuel said to him,
你做了一件糊涂事情。
He said, you did a foolish thing.
因为你没有遵守神吩咐的命令。
Because you did not keep God's commandment.
到了撒母耳记上第十五章里面
comes to 1 Samuel 15
神再给他一个机会
God gave him another chance
神就对他说你要去把亚摩利人杀尽
God said you have to kill all the Amalekites
因为亚摩利人是敌对神的
because they are against God
撒罗就去了
and he went
他把亚摩利人杀了
he killed all the Amalekites
但是留下亚他就是那个王
preserved Hagar
他把牛羊都杀了
and he killed all the animals
但是他把最好的牛羊都留下了
he preserved all the best
他就说把牛羊都杀了这个没有意思啊
he's killing all the animals has no purpose
这个不是一个大事实吗
it is not isn't that a big
problem 坏的要杀掉好的还是可以用啊
well we can kill the feeble ones we preserve the better ones
所以你看他是凭着他自己思想的思想
so he served God according to his own thinking
因为圣经告诉我们说
because the Bible says
所肉肉体的人
those who are of the flesh
不明白神的旨意
the flesh cannot know God's will
也不能遵循神的旨意
and they cannot even obey God's will
因为他把神的旨意当作女错
because they deem God's will as something foolish
所以就是这样
and this is what Saul was like
所以撒母耳来了
and when Samuel came
说撒罗说
Saul say
你已经做了神所吩咐做的事
I already accomplished what the Lord wanted me to do
撒母耳说
And Samuel replied,
我听见那个牛角羊角的声音从哪里来的
I can hear the cow lowing and the sheep was beating there
扫罗就说了
and Saul say?
我是必须要神的旨意。
He said, I observe, I kept God's
mandate. 但是这些的百姓啊，
but these people,
他们留下好的要献祭给神。
They want to preserve the best and use them as sacrifices.
神又借着撒母耳说。
And God through Moses, through Samuel, speak to Saul.
政府听命胜献祭。
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我们在这里看见人
Here we saw a man.
他这个人不对
Man was not right.
所以他做出来的事情都不对
So all the things that he did was wrong.
他不但不能建立神的国度
He cannot establish God's kingdom.
我们看见他在哪里分化神的百姓
And there he dispersed God's people.
但大卫不是这样
But that was not like that.
我们看见大卫在外表上没有扫罗那样的高大
Externally, David wasn't as tall as Saul.
扫罗是比所有的以色列人都高过一个头
Saul was taller than most Israelites by head.
大卫没有像那样高大
David was not tall.
大卫在耶西的家里头是最小的儿子
And David was the youngest in the household of Jesse.
我们的最小的儿子往往是父母最爱的
You know, the smallest one is most loved by the parents.
但是在这个家里不是
But it's not so in this case.
大卫是最小的孩子
David was the youngest.
但是他的父亲轻看他
His parents overlooked him.
根本不把他放在眼中
They never put him in their thoughts.
叫他看羊去
They sent him out to keep the sheep.
就是撒母耳来告这个耶利的儿子做王的时候
And when Samuel came to anoint Jesse's son as king,
他把其他的孩子都找来
And brought all the other sons.
这大卫他根本不叫
He never noticed, he never called David to come.
他以为说这个孩子没有什么用
And he think he said that is not much of use.
不但大卫是父亲所觉得
Not only David overlooked,
并且是他的兄长所轻看的
and he was ignored by his own brethren
他的兄长根本不认识他
some his brethren did not really know him
请差他到战场上去探望他的兄长
and when he's sent him to the battlefield to look after his brethren
他的兄长就责备他
and his brethren they scold him
他说你是来看热闹来的
you come here because curiosity
根本也是轻视他
they look down at him
他没人知道他
nobody knows
但是大卫看羊的时候
but when Moses was keeping the sheep
他与神有交通
he had fellowship with God
他认识神
he knows God
圣经他说呢
the Bible says
圣经神在哪里找到一个合乎他心意
God said that in that person God found a person after his own heart
这个人要真心推荐
This person